Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and
good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the next chapter, the director of the Next Chapter Ministry. I hope everyone is doing fine tonight. Well, this is, I wouldn't say the eve of Thanksgiving, because tomorrow night is the eve. I hope that you all are getting your dinner ready for Thanksgiving to be with friends and family. Well, I've finished my baking. I made a 2-sweet potato pie and a carrot cake, and I'm going to buy the apple pie. I'm not going to make the apple pie, so I'm going to buy the apple pie, and I'll be heading out of town for Thanksgiving, me and my family. And my sister Florence is supposed to be doing most of the cooking, so I always am responsible in bringing dessert. So I hope that you have started, are going to start soon, preparing that Thanksgiving dinner. Are you going to be going, spending some time with family and friends elsewhere, and you won't have to do any cooking at all? But it has been really, the weather has been really terrible, but thank God that we're all here and we have been safe through, because it was 100% rain today, and I had to drive through that rain. It took me an hour going to work, an hour coming back. But thank God He got me back home safely. Well, tonight we're going to talk about several different things. I hope that you can hear me out there. We are going to first talk about gratitude. Gratitude, how thankful and how grateful we are in many ways. I'm sure that I can begin and you can, and the show is only 30 minutes and we can go on and on and on, because we are so grateful what God has done for us and our family. We are grateful and blessed. As we awake each morning, we should express our gratitude. What a powerful way to start the day, and a mighty attitude to carry with us as the day unfolds. An attitude of gratitude makes a more fulfilling journey and increases awareness of God's blessing. If a challenging circumstance arises, we should struggle to maintain a grateful heart. We should take a moment to adjust our perspective. We should pray that our eyes and our hearts are open to God's good. Blessings are present in every circumstance. There is no spot where God is not. Let me say that again. Blessings are present in every circumstance. There is no spot, S-P-O-T, where God is not. Even if it is not readily apparent, a blessing is here for us as we open our eyes to see it. Aware and open to God's infinite goodness, we should enjoy and appreciate every blessing. A scripture that goes with that: enter His gate with thanksgiving and His court with praise. That's coming from Psalms 104. By the way, let me read that from Let me see if I have my Amplified Bible. That's one of my favorite verses. I can really say it by heart, but you know, sometimes when you're in an audience or anything, you sometimes can forget or stumble over it. So let me find it and let me read it from the Amplified Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanks, with singing. Know and understand with approval that the Lord is good. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter in his gate with thanksgiving and a thankful offering into his court with praise. Be thankful and say to him, bless and affectionately praise his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness and truth endures to all generations. Yes, we must be grateful because things could be worse. Just listening to the news and hearing about what's happening out there in the West and all over the country, really, how the storm, the flooding and everything, even though it rained all day here in Atlanta, it's no comparison to what it's doing in other places, in other states. So we must be grateful for that. And we also must open to spiritual understanding. If we face a relationship challenge, maybe we may wonder, why is this happening? And I'm talking about relationship with a family member, a friend, a church member, something that happened maybe in the last week that was disturbing. Why does others act as they do? By judging others, behavior and motive will not bring deep understanding. When we are grateful, we should also be careful how we treat others. We should ask instead, how can I open my heart? What is mine to do? We should pray for understanding and for intuition to recognize what might be lying between the surface. Sometimes we don't get together during holidays because there is something about that person that you don't want to be around. I mean, most of the family members you get along well with, but there's always one person there you said, I wish they weren't there. But you're going to have to pray for that person and hope that a person will change one day. Trust the wisdom and guidance that you receive from God. Open your heart and mind to seeing that loved one and from a new perspective. Listen to their view. Empathize with them because there might be something. Their walk a mile in their, if you walk a mile in their shoes, you might be able to see them differently. We should try to fully understand what is happening in their lives because there might be something that they may be going through. We must pray for them and ask God to bless them. Understanding building a bridge and brings peace to a relationship. Happy are those who find wisdom and those who get understanding. So if there's a member, family member, when you go and enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner, just pray for that person and ask God to give them and let them see the light that you have seen in God and know the blessing that he has in store upon you and your family. Light. And you can be that light of God that shines bright from you to them. You know, when you are a Christian, you're supposed to have a light where other people can know that you are a Christian. It's the way that you talk, the way that you walk, the way that you look, because you become a new creature in Christ. The light of God illuminates you and make you look different. And that person can see the light in you and might want to change to feel and look that way as well. So just know, as we turn as we go to our Thanksgiving dinner, let that light so shine that they can see the God in you. And I know sometimes it is difficult times that we experience how good and truly God is. We gain the understanding and realize that we are not alone, that he's there with us, and he's giving us the guidance to help us to show that light that he wants to see. Because there is no darkness. There's only light. You sometimes feel like you're in darkness because of the things that you're going through. But as you trust and believe in God, that light will continue to shine. The radiance of God will shine through you and inspire others. So look to the divine within to illuminate your path as you move through and overcome challenges, and also being a light to others. Scripture that goes with that, it says, No one after lighting a lamp put it in a cellar, but on the lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. So help them to see that light in you. And don't think that people are not watching you. It's so amazing how, even as you go to church, your church might be a small church, it might be a big church, but somebody at that church watches you, see you, and see how you conduct yourself, how you smile. And it makes a difference. Even a young child can see the light if you allow that light to shine in you. So do that as you go to your Thanksgiving dinner. Be a light. It is so easy to do that. And your family and friends does see a difference in you and how you, and also they see the faith that you have, the struggle and the different things that you've gone through. They see that you've persevered and gotten through those things. So that is one way to show your light, that you are. And let me give you a story about something that I experienced when my husband first passed away. My mother was in a nursing home at the time, and she was not doing well. And when my husband passed, I didn't let her know that he had passed. I waited a whole year before I told her. But I visited my mom a lot while she was in a nursing home. And one day I felt that she was strong enough to hear about it. But what I did was, every time me and the kids went to see her, she saw the kids and I was healthy, we were happy, and pretty much we were doing pretty good. So one day I told her, and I said, Mom, me and the kids, do we look okay? Do we look happy? I know we looked at healthy to her because she doesn't like anyone that is skinny. She always thinks that you need to eat so you can have some meat on you. So I told her, and I said, Mom, the reason why I said that to you is because I wanted you to know that me and the kids are doing well. And I told her that Al had passed away, and I didn't want to tell her right away because we wanted to make sure that she was going to get better. And she accepted it. She was fine. There were some tears that came down her eyes because she was very sad that he was no longer with us. But she saw that me and the kids were doing well. So I wanted her to know that we was going to keep the faith and continue to move forward. And she was at peace with that. So that's one way that you can show your light, that people can notice that you're doing okay. You know, it's okay for us to have those moments where we are not doing well, or there's a physical or health problem that we may have, but even though we have that situation, we still know that God is there with us and he'll get us through. So, and what time? We only have about 10 more minutes. I want to make some announcements. But just continue to show that light that God allows you to show to others and your family and friends, because he wants you to do that, because he wants as many of us to be a part of his world, his heaven, when that time comes. Several announcements. We are having our Christmas get-together on December 21st. That is a Saturday, the Saturday before Christmas. It's going to be at the same location. We're going to have a Christmas breakfast. We figured it's simple, and everyone seems to love breakfast. We have it right there, so we won't have to don't care about having a big get together at IHOP or any place that. Let's figure that we have something, same location, but we're going to prepare something wonderful for Valentine's. So making this simple, going to the same place for our Christmas breakfast, and we are part of the Shoebox Project with a couple of other ministries. So we'd like for you to get your shoebox ready, fill it up with toiletry items, and decorate it for Christmas for women and children. We're going to be visiting some shelters and delivering those shoeboxes to them this year, like we did last year. And they were very pleased and happy to receive those things. So once again, just prepare one shoebox filled with toiletry items and decorating with Christmas wrappings. We're going to have our Christmas get-together at the Hilton Hotel at Stonecrest Mall from 9 until 11 a.m. And what else? Is there something else? I know Ms. Mandy is going to be in her play. Her play is coming up soon. I can't believe that. It is almost just less than 2 weeks away. a week and a half. Her play is on December 6th. And, I mean, my Christmas is, December's already full. But I hope that you can come and support Miss Mandy and be there, and I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful event. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I'm missing, but it seems like the time is moving so fast that we're not able to make those changes as far as the time of the show. We are going to do it for January for sure. It's just that the time has come and gone, but we're going to make sure that in January we're going to change the hour and change some other things. We all are busy doing different things, so we're going to get it together. I'm going to have some help from a few people who will help me get this together. So I will continue to let you know that. And definitely we're going to have a guest once a month on the show. I've already asked a few people already, and they have accepted for next year. I just have to get some more, and we're going to have at least one guest once a month to come on in their own way. So those are the things that we're going to be doing for the month of December as well as going into the new year. And I just hope that all of you will have a wonderful, safe Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much, but enjoy your family and your friends, and be blessed and grateful, and let your light so shine. That's very important. Let your light so shine that they will see the God in you. And that is the end of our show for tonight. And one word, I mean sentence I want to leave with you. There's a few things. I open my mind to play and receive with gratitude. The light of God surrounds me and I am whole. So continue to let the light of God surround you and let others see it too. And I think it was something I read. I want to repeat that again as well. Let me find that quickly. Where it says, there is no spot where God is not. So I don't care where you are or what you're dealing with, there is no spot where God is not. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And talk to you soon. Next week, it's going to be December the 3rd. December the 3rd, I think. Can't believe December is already here. But I hope that when I... You know what I want you to do next week? I would like for you to volunteer to come on the line and tell me about your Thanksgiving holiday. You know, what you made for Thanksgiving, who you went to spend Thanksgiving with, and tell your story. I think that's something that we can do next week. Tell your story about your Thanksgiving holiday. I'll be definitely telling you about mine. I can't wait to get home, and I'm glad that my family will be going with me. So just pray that we will have a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving as well. Be blessed and talk to you next week.
somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,